When the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution made alcohol illegal, many began to supply the drink illegally. It was just one of the products Al Capone and his gangsters worked to provide to the city of Chicago and points beyond. But there was one man determined to stop him. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, you'll find a museum that perhaps has its roots in an amendment to our U.S. Constitution.
1919, Prohibition's passed. Overnight, alcohol's illegal. And that gave rise to, I think, is our first and most notorious gangster of all time, Al Capone.
Steve Green is founder and director of the Elliott Ness Museum in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania. Capone rose to prominence in Chicago and beyond, but he soon had competition.
He's bought off politicians, judges, cops, you name it. Then other gangs start coming up. You may have heard of Bugs Moran. Irish gang. Capone's Italian. Generally speaking, all the gangs back then were ethnically based because that's how the country was settled.
The U.S. government needed a way to stop the crime that Capone and other mobs were bringing upon the country. Steve says they found the perfect man for the job, Elliott Ness.
Treasury hires Ness to take down Capone. Ness hires his guys. Early on, they deservedly get the nickname the Untouchables because Capone could not bribe Ness. And he couldn't bribe his guys.
Ness had the perfect makeup to take down Capone.
Ness was the perfect cop. Honest, relentless, fair, unbiased, humble, unflappable.
And eventually, Ness and the Untouchables were able to bring about justice.
In the end, Ness and his guys took down Capone with a little help from the IRS. But it wasn't because they could get Capone for the countless murders he committed or had committed. That's harder to prove. They got him for tax evasion.
Capone was convicted and sentenced in 1931 to 11 years in federal prison, of which he served over 7.5. But there's more to the story of Elliott Ness and the Untouchables. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.